and 3F. Can you say W3STF?
AB3WG, AI0K. You there, Chris?
Hey, Jerry. WAB3WG. Good afternoon. Go ahead.
Hi, just checking to see if this is working. I'm in a remote location tonight. I was trying to get my report out to you, but you already got the section report out. I was working on that right now.
Yeah, no worries. We can include it in the version that goes up on the website, so that's fine. Yeah, go ahead and send it whenever you get a chance. No biggie. It's a busy weekend with Hamvention and whatever else is going on. So yeah, it's fine. AB3WG.
Yeah, I want to get in the news because we have a virtual class coming up on the 8th of June. Okay, so I'm going to see you on the net. AB3WG, AI0K.
Okay, AB3WG, good evening, folks. Thanks for joining us on a Friday Section EchoLink Net. Let's hang out just a couple minutes more. We'll give folks about two or three more minutes to check in, and then we'll get started. One, two, three. Got a couple things to go over really quickly. Not a lot going on, at least in the section. There's certainly a lot going on in amateur radio, as most of us know. So we'll get to all that in just a couple minutes. Stand by, AB3WG. Okay, AB3WG, let's get this thing kicked off. Good evening, everyone. Thanks for joining the Maryland, D.C. section, monthly section EchoLink Net. On Friday the 15th, and I will go over a couple things here tonight. Not a lot to go over, so let me just quick run through these items. A couple interesting things that have happened this month and last month. First of all, we always thank John Creel, WB3GXW, for hosting us here on the NBC Section EchoLink Net. Thank you, John, so much. And if you're on, please give us your words tonight, WB3GXW.
Well, good evening, everybody, WB3GXW. Sorry for the incorrect time on the site. Well, tomorrow, the Laurel VEC team will be testing in Laurel, Maryland. And there's a little bit of information here. People will appreciate this. I received a phone call from a lady today who is registering her 12-year-old son to take the technician exam. So we're prepared to give other applicants CPR or use the jump pack should this youngster pass and they fail. But it's not too often that we test somebody at that age, which we need more of that. That's all I have. Good night, and I'll be listening. WB3GXW.
Okay, thank you, John. Yeah, 12-year-old, that's pretty good. We're happy to see that. And I don't have to say anything about the fact that we need new blood. Everybody knows that, so we'll go ahead and move on from that. Glad to hear about that. Thanks for mentioning that. Okay, let's see. Next thing on my list, I owe everyone an apology. I did send the section news out via our groups.io system yesterday. So that went out. If you're a groups.io member, you should have gotten that yesterday. And I also sent it out on the league website yesterday, but I made a little mistake. And there's a little box at the bottom where you scroll all the way down after you post all this crap in there. And then you're supposed to check this little box that says for immediate release. Well, I neglected to check it. And I thought, well, it'll just go out anyway. Nope, didn't happen. So I just sent it out correctly this evening. So if you have not received the echo of the section news, you should have received it by now. I got the report earlier this afternoon. I sent it out about an hour or so ago. So you should have that. And I apologize for being late on that. I usually like to send it out the Thursday before our EchoLink Net here. So that's that. Today, obviously, everyone knows it's the first day of Hamvention weekend. I did get an email from Josh Johnston, who's the He's the section emergency, he's the emergency manager for the league. So he's there. I know a lot of the AWRL staff is there as well at the booth that they set up every year. So if you're checking in from Hamvention this evening, I want to thank you. If you are, please give us a report what the crowds are like and whatnot. If you can, that would be great. Break. Okay. The next HamFest coming up is going to be on the 24th of this month. It's the Maryland FM HamFest at the Howard County Fairgrounds. I'm going to be there. I'm not sure what building I'm going to be in yet, but I'll send an email, and they usually are very good about having space for league reps. So it's a great venue. It's a great location. I love going there. There's actually two HamFests there, as most people know, every year. So this is the first one. So looking forward to that. Hope to see some folks there. If you have not met me or had the chance to say hi, please stop by. I'll have my little blue league blue tablecloth down and some brochures and some little stuff to give away, and I'd love to chat with you. Break. Okay, and lastly, I had a great time. I was invited to go to a club meeting by the Bowie Wireless Association, and that was last, when was that? Tuesday was last week, I think. Anyway, really a great time. I do enjoy kind of going to the these club meetings. I haven't done that for a while, so I had a really great time, had some great conversations with those folks. Great group, Bowie Wireless. They're really, really coming into their own. I remember when they first started out a few years ago, but they're really growing and doing a lot of great things. So hats off to the Bowie Wireless Association. If anyone is listening from that club, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciated it. Took me a while to get there, but I finally found it, and I'm glad I left early, but it was really great. I'm really happy with what's going on at Bowie Wireless Association. Great club. Break. Okay, that's all I have to go over for now. Let's go ahead and start with our linked repeaters, as we always do. Boy, the chat box is filling up quite a bit, so thanks, everybody, for keeping the chat box going there. Good job. Let's see if we can start with W3FDK. Frederick, anyone from your repeater system, give us your comments, and then call your stations, please, FDK. Okay, I'm not hearing anything from that. Let's go. All right, let's go to, let's see if we can go over to KA2JAI, and hopefully Don is on that system. KA2JAI, give us your comments, and then call your stations, please.
This is N3FQT on the Millersville computer, Millersville mobile computer. I don't have much comment other than if folks are in areas, races, or whatever, want to keep up their practicing of radiograms, passing this way and that way. Go ahead and join us on the Buffer Traffic Net at 6:30 p.m. every day, and we're on the Bark computer 146.27 and code 107.2, I guess it is. And again, keep in practice. That I will call for anyone on the Zones over here, 146.805, please check in now. Okay, no one checking in, and there's nobody on the EchoLink side, KA2JAI-R, so back to net control, N3FQ6.
Okay, thanks, Don. Appreciate your running the JAI machine for us. Appreciated. And all right, let's see if we can go. Let's try K3ORB. Your comments, and then call any stations you have, please.
Hey, K3 Good evening there, Chris. This is K3WOC. Mark here in Ocean Pines calling on behalf of the K3ORB repeater. Just a little bit of news from the Worcester Radio Group here in Worcester County. We are having a field day event, of course, on Saturday, June 27th. Looking forward to participating this year over at Millburn Landing, which is at the Pocomoke River State Park. The club's going to be there from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Should be a nice all-day event, and everyone is welcome. We would love it, friends and family. Anyone would welcome to join us. There are facilities available, restrooms and grills, and going to have a nice cookout and hopefully a nice fun day of amateur radio. So looking forward to that. And other than that, we will be having one more club meeting on Wednesday, June 3rd. And that'll be our last club meeting for the summer. We'd like to take 2 months break through the months of July and August, and then we will resume in September. So with that, that's all we have for club news. So we'll go ahead and stand by now. If there's any other local stations that are listening tonight that would like to check in on the K3ORB repeater, we are standing by for your call now. QRZ.
K3DCR.
All right, fantastic. We've got two stations here. We'll go ahead and start with John here in Berlin. WW3, Mike. How you doing, John?
Oh, fine business, Mark. We're doing just great. Just want to remind you, the Nanticoke Amateur Radio Club's meeting's tomorrow at 9 o'clock at the Thailand Met Training Center in Seaford. And don't forget about the swap meet over at Al's on June 6th. Thanks for running in that, Chris. Thanks for running the repeater there, Mark. Everybody have a great weekend. This is WW3. Mike, back to net control.
Hey, roger, John. Thank you for checking in tonight. We appreciate that news there, sir. And with that, we'll pass it over to Chris here in Ocean Pines, K3DCR.
Hey, good evening, everybody on the net. This is Kilo 3 Delta Charlie Romeo in Ocean Pines. Speaking of youth, I hope that 12-year-old passes. That would be awesome. Just some news from our region. About 2 or 3 weeks ago, I gave a talk to my homeschool group of high school kids. We had a very nice talk about, you know, what are we going to do when the cell phones go down? The kids basically had no plan. I gave them a demonstration of amateur radio and some of the stuff that you can do with it. The kids were very excited about mesh tactics. They thought that was pretty neat. They liked the fact that they could do that kind of stuff without a license. They were interested in GMRS radios. A lot of those kids are outdoor kind of adventure types. And, you know, they like the idea of being able to go down the river without worrying about the cell phone dropping in the river. So that was pretty good. So I don't know if any of those kids will be interested in getting their ham license, but at least they're aware of it and they're thinking about it. So that was a pretty productive day. Anyway, that is all I have. Back to the net.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, very much for checking into the ARRL section-wide Echo Link Net. We really appreciate that. We'll go ahead and pass it on back to AB3WG from K3WOC here in Worcester County. Thanks so much, Chris, for having us. Have a great night.
83DAV, late.
Hey, go right ahead with your comments there, Dave.
Good evening. This is Kilo Delta 3, Delta Alpha Victor. Nice hearing everyone tonight, and just wanted to let you know that Lewis, Delaware is having their Maritime Day tomorrow from 11 till 3 at the Canal Front Park in Lewis. And the Delaware ARRL section will be there with a setup along with the Lewis Amateur Radio Society, giving some radio demonstrations on HF and VHF. So if you're around, stop on by, and if not, have a wonderful weekend. This is KD3DAV, back to net.
KD3UCQ, just checking in, no comments.
Fantastic, fellas. Thank you so much for the warm welcomes there. We appreciate that. And thank you, Dave, for all your news and information as well. And good to hear from you as well there, Brian. And with that, AB3WG, this is K3WOC, back to net.
Okay, very good, Mark. Thank you very much for running that system. Much appreciated, and some good check-ins and information. Thanks for that. Okay, let's go to our individual check-ins, and we'll start as I have recorded them here on my little list. AB3WR, Rich, boy, I don't think I've heard from you in quite some time, so thanks for joining. Welcome, and your comments for the net tonight, please.
Well, I don't have a lot to say. Yeah, it's been a while. I've been busy. And, yeah, good information on this net, and I'm doing an event tomorrow at Hampstead, Maryland. They have their Hampstead days, and our club is supporting them, so that'll be fun. I did that last year. And with that, I'll return it back to you, Chris, AB3WR.
Okay, thanks, Rich. Great to hear from you. Thanks for joining tonight. All right, let's move down to Jerry, AI0K, and good to have you, Jerry. Please give us some information in the Skywarn field as you see fit, and anything else on your mind, AI0K.
Hi, B3WG on the net. Good evening, Chris, AI0K. Just a couple of things out of the Baltimore Washington National Weather Service office tonight. They will have a basics class, a virtual basics class, on Friday or Monday, June 8th, from 6 to 8 p.m. Attending to this, for anyone in the Baltimore, Washington National Weather Service coverage area, and who is 18 years or older, will get a spotter ID. It's an excellent course. We had one last year, and there were 175 people on it. So please check in early. Please register early and get checked in. It's a good class. Brendan will be teaching it, and I'll be there doing the amateur radio portion. Also, we'll be with Chris up at the HamFest on May 24th, I think it was. Don't have my calendar right in front of me. Up in West Friendship, Maryland. And looking forward to being there. If you happen to attend, stop by and see us. That's all I've got, Chris. I will have my newsletter out to you shortly. AB3WG in the net. AI0K.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not using
it. Hold on. Hold on, I can't get it out. Yeah. Try to get this disconnected.
Okay, I think we're back in business here. Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate that. And yeah, no worries about the Skywarn report. We do love to include that in the section news. So we'll get that for everyone listening. We'll get that report on the section website, arrl-mdc.org. We'll get that up just as soon as I get that from Jerry. Okay, let's go on to KC3 Tango Alpha Tango Melvin. Let's see, let me make sure you're still here. Yep, there you are. KC3 TAT, your comments tonight, please.
Oh, good evening, Chris, and everyone on the net. This is KC3 TAT. Well, it's Preakness weekend, and PG Aries is manning the hospitals for the event. Today was rather quiet for the Susan race, although we saw that two horses collided and one of the jockeys had to be sent to the hospital. Tomorrow is the Preakness Day, and we'll start at 9 o'clock in the morning and go to 8 o'clock at night. So it's MCOM day for today and tomorrow. That's all for me. Back to Chris, and it's KC3 TAT.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Melvin. Yeah, I bet that would be an interesting event to participate with. Quite an interesting. Of course, that's a very large event, as we know. I've never been to the Preakness, so I can't imagine what all would be required. But thanks for the support there. Okay, let's move on to our section traffic manager, W3YVQ, Father Al, always great to have you. And let's get to your comments tonight, sir. W3YVQ.
Okay, I hope that's long enough for all the repeaters to reset. Good evening, all W3YVQ here. First of all, welcome to all the folks from Baltimore Traffic Net who have checked in here either directly on Echolink or through the repeaters, and to Don, our BTN manager, who are running the affairs on the Anne Arundel County side of the check-ins tonight. And thank you, Don. And there are a whole bunch of BTN folks on here tonight. The NW3STN, a recent immigrant to Georgia, and myself, and of course, A2JAI helped us out by allowing BTN to run on the mobile ears repeater when 6-7 was down. And Rich, AB3WR, is here. And AB3WG, the former manager of Baltimore Traffic Net, and myself. So the only thing we're lacking is MDD reps. So that brings me to mention that our nets are sorely in need of CW operators. Not quite so bad a crisis for phone operators, right? We do have three sessions of MEPN that are currently doubled up by net controls, so we could use help with net control there and liaison to Baltimore Traffic Net and MDD on CW, of course. But we're really getting short on net controls and third region representatives cycle four in the evening. And we're down to a small handful, K3GL, and Rob and AA3SB are doing late. I'm doing early a lot, and N3AEA when we can hear him. So we're down to one handful of operators to run a section-wide net 7 days a week. And before they all burn out and go away, we sure would like to see some brass pounders jump in and help out there. And we'll teach you on the fly, right? Even if you don't handle any traffic, just checking in or being in net controls are a great assistance to the section staff. And the same on MEPN. We still have very few section county liaisons checking into MEPN to take the traffic that comes in for newcomers in our various counties. And who better to deliver such than stations who live there, who know where the repeaters are, and where the club meets, and how to get help locally, and so forth and so on. We very much like to have all those welcome messages that come in for newcomers who've just gotten their tickets to have somebody local call them up on the telephone and give them a hand up. So see you on MEPN, BTN, MDD, and if you want to take CW traffic handling training, check into MSN. It's 7:30 every night on 3563. And it's a slow net, so their knob goes all the way down to zero. W3YVQ, 7-3.
Okay. Thank you, Father Al. Always great information. That another thing that reminded as you were speaking, I sent out a blurb, if you will, to... I think I sent it out on the groups.io regarding Wanda Montgomery, wife of Jim Montgomery. And I had lunch with him. I invited him to lunch. We always meet in Anne Arundel. There's a Golden Corral down there. It's about halfway for him and me. So we meet down there. Arundel Mills Mall area. Anyway, I just wanted to tell everyone he's doing pretty well. I mean, obviously, it's difficult. His wife is in a special care facility, a memory care facility, and she's unable to leave that facility. So, but Jim has some relatives that are helping him out. I found him to be in pretty good spirits. I mean, it's tough. He's getting around pretty good, and I had a fabulous time. I actually wrote Wanda a little letter yesterday and mailed it So if you get the chance to write a little note, there's a I probably should have put this in the section news. There's an address for the facility that she is at. If anyone needs to know, just send me an email. I'll send it to you. And so I just wanted to kind of report that. So Jim's doing fine, although obviously it's a bit difficult. And let's keep him in our thoughts and prayers. Break. Okay, speaking of W3STN, he's next on my list. Dan, great to have you. And gosh, thanks so much for checking in with us here from your location. Tell us how things are going, and welcome, W3STN.
There we go. Now we got to put to talk. Well, good evening, Chris, and everybody else on the net. Thanks for having me, seeing that I am from enemy territory nowadays. I did want to publicly thank Rusty and 3WKE and the Laurel VEC team for helping to process my address change with the commission. I could waste a lot of time talking about how things are different here, and I won't do that out of respect for everybody else here. But Chris, if you are interested, I would like to send you an email with some observations about how things are operating here in the fourth section compared to Maryland, D.C. The one thing I will say, it's a bit of a brag, speaking of new licensees, is that one of the clubs near here just licensed an 8-year-old girl with her technician ticket 2 weeks ago at a session. So very lively scene down here, which, as I say, Chris, if you're interested in hearing about it, I will reach out to you personally about that. 7-3 to all. And I miss many of you very much. W3STN, back to that.
Okay, great, Stan. Yes, please do. I would be quite interested to hear anything about how any other sections are run or the activities in other sections and other divisions even. So, yeah, please, I welcome it. And thanks so much again for joining tonight. Okay, next on my list is Will, K3XIT, and good evening, and let's have your comments tonight, please. Okay, nothing heard there. Let's go to Mr. Jim, WI3N. Yep, I can read, WI3N. Mr. Jim, good evening. Thanks for joining, and your comments tonight, please.
Okay, Chris, thank you very much, and good evening to everyone. Nothing much here tonight. I did used to enjoy going out to Ohio a few years back when I was section manager and working at the ARRL vendor space there, handing out stuff, talking to people. And I guess I don't know if you know what has 3 feet but can't walk. It's a yardstick. Back to net, WI3N.
Okay, very good, Mr. Jim. Thank you. And, I had that answer in my head as soon as you said 3 feet. So came up with that one pretty good. I'm all on my own, so that's pretty good. All right, next on my list, KB3SWS. Pam, always nice to have you with us. And your comments tonight.
Hi, Connect Control. This is KB3SWS, and I am checking in from Hamvention. I'm working as a volunteer this weekend. Based on current ticket sales, attendance will exceed 37,000 people throughout the event. Back to Net Control. This is KB3SWS.
Okay, thank you, Pam. Thanks so much for checking in from Hamvention tonight. That sounds like a great attendance. My goodness. Geez. Okay. Glad to hear that's going well. So that's the kind of information I was looking for tonight. Thank you so much. Okay. Let's go next to KB3SPH. Jeff, let me see if, yep, you're still on the list. Good evening. Your comments tonight, please.
Thank you, Chris, and good evening, everyone. I'm also checking in from Hamvention here with Pam. Volunteered for the volunteer examiners session today, and it looks like we had about 91 candidates. Some had multiple tests, so I'm not sure the exact number of tests, and I'm not sure the pass rate yet. I might find out that information tomorrow. So that's my report from Hamvention. Back to you. This is KB3SPH.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Jeff, for that update. And, I can't imagine how many folks will be licensed and take their tests, and they can get radios and antennas, and that's just the place to be if you're new to the hobby. I mean, you're at the Mecca. So excellent. Good information. Thank you again. All right. I'm down to my last person, W3EAB. Eric, great to have you this evening. And let's have your comments, please.
It's Eric, W3EAB. I'm the youth section coordinator. I did want to report that last month the Naval Academy had done testing on site with support from the Anne Arundel Radio Club and the Laurel VEC. They tested 60 people in that one day, so they did quite well. And so, Chris, I'll be writing that up and sending it to you. Also, to let people know that there are, we have two gentlemen who do a lot of training. One's Keith Miller. He's going to be doing a class in the middle of July, right after field day. He'll be doing one. And then, of course, Roel Anders will be doing his back in the fall, as he usually does. So that's all I have. W3AB out.
Okay, thanks, Eric. Yeah, I did, at the last HamFest last month, I did have quite a long conversation with Keith, and he's doing some great work, and I actually encouraged him to communicate with Roel Anders on the timing of the classes that they're both doing, which obviously he did, so that's good news. And I believe Keith's information is in the section news, if I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure that's in there. If my memory serves. Anyway, that's the list I have for tonight. It's only 8:39. So does anyone have any further information, or did I miss anyone on the list, please, that would like to check in?
YVQ, one last talk.
YVQ, go ahead, please.
Rather than wait until next month, and now's a pretty good time to start thinking about having a windling station at your field day site and getting an invitation out for invitations to leaders of your public safety organizations, emergency management, VOAD groups, hospitals, whatever. Come out and take a look at what amateur radio can do in the field, not just in the HF and the big antennas, but also with modern digital communications with forward error correcting radio email from the field day site to the Winlink CMS and onto the internet and back to the pager on their belt or their cell phone. W3YVQ.
Okay, good thought, Father Al. And again, it reminded me, speaking of field day, there's two things I want to mention. I mentioned this at the Bowie Club meeting that I was at. Two things for field day. Please, 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 this is the weekend that I worry most about, everyone. Make sure you have a safety officer if you're part of a club and even if you're just a club member or a club leader. Please make sure there's a safety officer. Make sure that I know I don't have to go over all this. You know, the wires, the cables are labeled some way so people don't trip over them, and things are taped down and whatnot. That's number one. And the second thing is make sure your club posts your field day location on the league field day locator site so that if someone wants to find you, they can find you. I also mentioned that at the club meeting I was at, and they hadn't really thought about that. So, make sure, please stay safe. And do put your site on the field day locator on the league website. So that's that. Now I want to try, let's see, we're going to try to get AC8AL. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Chris. Good evening, everybody. This is AC8AL, Richard, a.k.a. Dot, from the district. Member of the HAC DC and the Pentagon Amateur Radio Club as well. It is with great sadness I let everybody know that Gary Seesums, KC5QCN, who's been the president of the Pentagon Club and the Arlington Amateur Radio Club and heavily involved in amateur radio for 20-plus years, passed away Wednesday morning a bit unexpectedly. So he joins the silent key ranks. So your thoughts would be highly encouraged as his family's actually in Mississippi. He was preparing for retirement. HAC DC is going to do another round of amateur radio testing on the 23rd of this month over at the Southwest Library here in the district. We're looking forward to that. We've had some great attendance, and we do all our testing at the libraries within the district. So that helps get people there who just don't travel very much or they don't like to use the metro a lot. But it gets people there, gets them out, and we're getting them tested. Because we need more people in the district than the radio. I talked with Father Al about a year and a half ago about getting a NTS set up within the district, just a VHF or UHF one so we can feed into the higher level nets. There's just not much interest for the radio operators in the district, so we need to, I've been trying to build it and promote it because I did NTS when I was up in Michigan and I love NTS. I did it at various levels of management and just different cycles. Love it. I find a lot of value in it. Today's society is not giving it the justice dues that it deserves and the respect it deserves. So I'm going to keep plugging along, Father Al, so don't worry about that. That's about it from the district and the Armed Forces Retirement Home. This is AC8AL. Back to Chris, AB3WG.
Okay. Thanks very much, Doc. I apologize. I did have you listed here on my paper, but it was in a different section than the other check-ins I wrote down, so my apologies. Thanks for checking in. Okay, let's do last call. Anyone, any other information or anyone I missed, please? Okay, our next meeting will be June 3rd, Friday is the 19th. So we'll see everybody back here then. I want to thank everybody for joining in. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, John Creel, WB3GXW, for hosting us. Please stay safe and enjoy the summer if it ever comes. It's supposed to be hot Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday next week, so please, in the 90s, so please be careful with yourselves and pets and stay hydrated and all that kind of stuff. It's probably not going to last. But it's gonna get hot apparently, so we'll see how that goes. Stay safe. Thanks everybody. And 7-3, have a great time at Hamvention if you're there. And thanks for checking in. AB3WG.
Oh, that's just the usual where we go from winter to summer without any spring. KB3JQQ.